Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Oh, Lord, he's finding members close to home.
And did Kelis find a new flavor for her milkshake? We'll dive into that.
And later, I'm chopping it up with the cast for the new horror comedy flick, The Blackening.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, Tanner, so what's up first?
Ding, ding. Okay, Floyd Mayweather had an exhibition fight with John Gotti III last night. It took place in Florida. So you guys know it's Florida. It's going to get wild. In the sixth round, Gotti was disqualified and Mayweather was declared the winner. But the drama was just getting started.
Yeah.
Gotti went around the ref to keep fighting. And that's when it really popped off because people stormed the ring and it turned into an all-out brawl.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And there was more drama backstage. Jocelyn Hernandez got into a fight with Big Lex from Jocelyn's Cabaret. And it got so heated that Jocelyn was kicking Big Lex, and whose top even came off during the scuffle.
Mm.
What in the Florida?
Talk about breakaway clothes.
I didn't watch Jocelyn Cabaret because every other week somebody was fighting, and I personally don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a Mayweather fight so ghetto before
really?
In all of my life.
So, I mean, so Brad, now you went to Headcrack fight. Did you want to jump in the ring when he was
I
fighting?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to jump in and
I
help Headcrack?
I wanted to mighty up.
Well, I wish I would have been. I would have helped them.
No, you wouldn't have, Gary. They'd have tossed your ass away.
I would love to see Gary get in the ring.
Oh, God.
Who am I?
Jewelry come off. He's just like, hold on a second.
I hate going to those fights.
Really? You don't like
it? I find them barbaric.
I
would feel the same way.
Like, I didn't want him to get hit.
Yeah.
He was hitting the guy a lot, like, but I didn't want him to get hit.
I agree.
Oh, trust me, I don't want to get hit either.
Yeah,
but, like, maybe this was a setup for a future fight between Jocelyn and Big Lex, which apparently, if, like, yesterday was any indication, this girl doesn't stand a chance.
No, she doesn't. She got beat bad.
When your clothes come off, you lost.
Clothes and the wig.
Okay, y'all. Y'all know Kalisa's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah. Apparently.
But what happens when you mix that milkshake with a little Ensure? Oh, she's going to be mad at me. Whoever wrote that. Oh, my God. Not a boost for breakfast or Ensure for dessert. Oh, my God. You get a possible smash alert between Kalis and Bill Murray.
Yes.
A picture of them at a Children of Zeus concert went viral, and of course, the internet had its thoughts. Kalis, whose husband died of cancer last year, is 43 and Bill is 72. So Kalis dropped a thirst trappy post on IG saying, I'm a beach bum. And HK, want to hit us with this comment?
Sure. A fan by the name of Steb once said, ma'am, would you care to address these Bill Murray allegations? Because, damn, what are you doing with all that?
And Kalis hit back with, no, babe, I wouldn't bother at all.
What y'all think about that link up anyway, though?
If it's
true, because they're allegedly together.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, she needs love. He needs love. So they got together. So, I mean, you know, and I mean, she needs to get some of those coins back that Leroy put in the system. So bring it back, Kalis.
Everything is not about money, okay?
It's going to be the day, honey.
I love it. I love it so much for Bill Murray. The OG bussin' makes me feel good. Come on. The original Ghostbuster.
She said her milkshake bring all the boys to the yard. Mm-hmm. And their life is better than yours.
You think they doing it?
Bill needs some milk for his muesli.
Yeah, okay, I want her to be happy, but I'm scared. I'm scared for Bill.
Anyway, okay, so now Miss Kalis may or may not be booed up, honey, but Selena Gomez is looking for a man. That's right. And she wants a soccer player.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She dropped a TikTok video of herself watching the soccer game. And baby, honey, she was hollering at the players. Look at this.
I'm single. I'm just a little high maintenance. But I love you so much.
Selena's giving me wine vibes here, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's cuddled up in the blanket, she's sitting on the soccer field. I'm feeling like her and the girls after happy hour went and took in some soccer playing, you know.
Also big drunken soccer mom energy at the soccer game, you know what I'm saying? On the sideline, like, you know, cheering your kid on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm with Selena. I think soccer players are very attractive, especially when they're playing. It's sexy.
Wait, what is it about soccer playing that's sexy? Is it the running around? The kicking of the ball?
It's the kicking and the jingling.
No, it's like the football over there.
Yeah.
So it's like the major sport.
Sure. Yeah. Does that have anything to do with the shortness of the shorts?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a little guy thigh.
There's nothing wrong with a little jingling, baby. Go ahead, baby.
I just see Tamar, she's like, go!
I enjoy it.
So apparently Nick Cannon is already plotting on making millions off of his 11 kids. He's gonna need it.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that Nicholas wants to start a band with all 11 of his baseball team children. Now, but there's one person who's making his dream a little bit hard, and that's gonna be his ex-wifey, Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Now, the tea is when Nick pitched the idea to Mariah, she was like, uh-uh. Not my babies. Referring to her and Nick's two children, Moreau and Morocco. And now Nick's dream of bringing the Cannon 11 to a stage near you is just about over, man. Oh. So, what in the Joe Jackson's going on in here? Because it seems like he's really good at, like,
putting things together.
Getting people together. Getting the best out of folks.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't understand why he can't just do the group with the nine other ones.
Listen, the Cannon 9 rolls off the tongue a little better than the
what
Cannon 11.
What group has he put together that was successful?
The group of talents at Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like
a singing group or any musical?
Well, just talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like singers, but, you know, like, and you heard his song, Gigolo, in the remix.
Oh.
And then the slowed down version of the Gigolo remix.
You know what? You know, I can't stand HK.
No, but that was a song of his. It was a popular song.
This is a joke, right, y'all? Because most of his kids ain't even potty trained.
I know. That's why you start young and you give them time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, he's not joking. I believe him.
So Taylor, now, you had a group with your sister, honey, the Braxton.
I was.
So was it a lot of deal to it? I mean, what was the deal to it or with it?
Having a group with your siblings is hard as hell.
Really? Okay?
It's the worst. Yes. Well, first of all, it's like you can't separate, okay? You always got to be together. And, you know, it's a lot of comparisons, you know?
No, I mean, not necessarily, because you never saw Janet with Rebe.
Maybe because Rebe was, like, way older, though.
It don't matter. Tony's way older than Tamar.
Oh, like, she's going to get you for that. Wow. I didn't say that, Tony. Okay, we got another
Dish Gone Viral.
That's how I like it. Well, a rare occurrence has happened, y'all. Mr. Piers Morgan was lost for words the first time in his life. So an OnlyFans content creator by the name of Elle Brooke sat down to chat with Piers about how she dropped out of law school to pursue a pornographic-ish career on the platform. Well, when Piers tried to challenge her decision and asked her about the possibility of having kids in the future, she clapped back with this. Take a listen.
How would you feel when you want to have kids yourself?
Well, I mean, I don't really want kids right now. Maybe.
When you do, are you going to be proud that you have your little ones and they look at you and go, didn't you want to be a lawyer, Mummy? What happened?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, but look at all my stuff.
They can cry in a Ferrari.
Okay, yeah. She got him together.
Yes,
okay.
She did. She gathered him. I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
Yeah.
I'm just really glad that Elle Brooke was brought to my attention. I'm really happy to see people like her push out against the norm and break out on the... She's an entrepreneur.
Yes. Okay.
An entrepreneur.
Yes, she is.
Entrepreneur.
And
okay,
I
that's
support
good.
It. I don't care about somebody's past, but would you care if your parent was an adult?
How?
Only if you're getting teased by what your parents used to do.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you know, because the kids are cruel, you know what I'm saying? Let's say her kids go to school and be like, yo, so your mom, she really sucks at her job.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like, then what can you say?
Period.
And what she said about her child crying in a damn Ferrari.
Hello.
Why y'all asking that station
that
wagon,
cute.
Honey?
Okay.
That was
okay.
Cute. Yeah, boy. Flavor Flav is feeling Taylor Swift. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it looks like Flav is a Swiftie, y'all. Oh. Child, Flav had the time of his life at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour on Friday in Detroit. He documented his experience on social media. He wrote, "In my red Taylor's version era and making new friends at hashtag Taylor Swift." Flav was mixing and mingling with other Swifties who gave him different friendship bracelets. And get this, Flav wants to return the love by asking fans to help him make a large number of Flav friendship bracelets he can trade at the next concert he attends. Look at Flavor Flav.
Those braces are cute.
That's so surprising.
Is
he like Taylor Swift?
Really?
Yeah. That ain't surprising, Brad. What? Usually the darker skin a person is, they usually love people that's a little bit more lighter skin. No, you know, it's just like when people be shocked when they see a guy, an African-American guy with dreads, and then you turn around, come on, baby, let's go, and his girlfriend is white.
Whoa!
That's just,
what's that got to do with Taylor Swift?
You would think Wesley Snipes would have been there, too, with that same philosophy.
So you think that Taylor Swift and Flavor Flav will ever hook up because now she's single again?
Shooty bagged Brigitte Nielsen, and that seemed impossible at one point in time.
Oh, that's right.
Impossible is nothing, man.
I think Taylor's too young for him.
I was going to say he's giving pop vibes for her.
Yeah. Really? How old is Flavor Flav now?
Flavor Flav
gotta be 177.
He know how to pull
177?
That Flav pulls the hose. Y'all remember he had that show.
Flavor of Love.
Them girls fell in love with him for real.
But they weren't European, though.
Well, moving on. Looks like the drama between NBA star Zion Williamson and his side chick continues. Now, for those who missed the recap, Zion and his girlfriend announced that they were expecting a baby. That's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zion's side chick, adult film star Mariah Mills, knew nothing about the baby or the other woman and went off on Zion online. Well, apparently she wasn't done speaking her two cents because she released more tweets Saturday night claiming Zion was sending her money and did some other crazy things involved eating groceries and not the ones you buy from the store, ladies and gentlemen. She even posted alleged text exchanges between her and Zion in which she says the NBA star ruined her life and asked her to delete everything.
How did he ruin her life? I'm not sure that he ruined her life.
He probably did ruin her. That probably girl was probably living a nice, wholesome life. She met this sports player.
Wholesome without the W.
And lied to her and just put her through a lot of mess. That's ruining her life.
I agree with that.
You know, he did that. I agree with that.
Like, you don't have to lie to kick it.
Exactly.
At all.
But once you know that there's a baby and there's another woman and you're clearly not that main woman, should you keep telling everything?
Because I'm hurt.
She's hurt.
So I'm telling it all. The groceries you ate from me, damn it, honey, and didn't even leave a lemon.
I understand the shots fired, but you dropped a grenade. Like, you keep bringing up stuff. Like, it's over for y'all. So why are you still talking?
Now it just kind of makes her look bad. If she ever wants to get with, like, another, like...
Nobody's going to trust her.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, like, you got to find somebody who has no idea what's going on. Like, a snooker player. Or, like, or the world's good as pickleball dude.
Lacrosse player.
Pickleball! Yo. She just needs to stop talking.
You know, like they say, say less.
Say less.
Yo, coming up next, the cast of the new horror comedy film The Blackening stopped by the studio recently, and we had a blast dishing all about it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, we keeping it real dark up in here today. We got the cast for the new horror comedy flick, The Blackening. Ladies and gentlemen, one time for X-Mayo, Antoinette Robinson, Melvin Gregg, and Dwayne Perkins. What up, y'all?
I never been called dark before. I like it.
So what can fans expect when they pull up to the movie theater to see the film?
There's some screams, some laughs, beautiful friendship.
Yes.
but yeah, it's a horror comedy that I think really is fresh, new, and what people are craving.
So the killer tells the guy to kill the person who is the blackest. Now, what's some qualities that make somebody who's already black the blackest person ever?
See, that's a trick question.
It's a trick question.
Watch the movie, you see, that's not an answer that's answerable.
Yeah.
Because how do you quantify
black? You can't quantify black. It comes in every shade, every type of experience. If you black, you black. It don't matter if you listen to, you know, Radiohead. Is that a white group?
Yeah, Smash
Pop. It don't matter if you listen to that and anime or you listen to, you know, Ja Rule. It's like, you know,
black. Listen to Ja Rule in 2023. Wow.
It's murder.
It's murder.
It's a strong choice. Right, now, for people who don't know, what is something that you can have your black card revoked for?
When I'm in my feelings, I sing country music real loud. So that could
be. Can we get a taste? No.
In the Caribbean.
I don't like reason to my God. Pretty little that we cry.
I feel like a woman.
Listen,
you know me and Shania Twain have a relationship.
Let me tell
you,
I love Shania.
It's like you telegraphed the song to her, like, just like in the Blackening. You know?
Down.
Literally this
Shania song. Eats down.
Melvin?
If you dance like this, if you do the white girl wave like that.
No, if you have popped out.
Historically, you know, we don't really fare too well in black. Historically, we don't fare too well in horror films, period, right? Mm-hmm. So when your agent called you and said, hey, we want you to do this horror movie, what was your first reaction?
I'm going to have a job and pay my rent.
Jada Kiss, you know, legendary rapper from the locks, one of the hardest ever do it, says he's scared of horror movies because he was the only child. Now, what's the funniest or weirdest reason that you heard somebody say they don't rock with horror movies?
Well, I grew up hardcore in church, so my grandma was always like, there are demons and this and that. And so, like, I was just always terrified. So I said I'd never do a horror movie for that reason.
Tell her that the demon's going to be telling jokes. Pretty funny jokes.
And she'd be like, in the name of Jesus. Jamaican accent, okay?
That's good promo.
All right, so I want to get into a game real quick. It's called At the Same Damn Time. I'm
going
to ask y'all a question, and I'm going to give y'all a three count, and y'all all have to answer at the same damn time. You got it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's just say in real life, you're getting chased down by, like, Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, okay. Chucky, somebody of the likes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are y'all running or fighting? 1, 2, 3.
Running!
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, Chucky, a little doll, man. I feel like everybody in this room can merch.
Like, no, running is the smarter choice because he runs slower because his legs are smaller.
Yeah.
So based on the pattern of his killings,
amen.
Once you interact is when people die. If you don't interact, the chances of dying a lot lower.
Now, everybody sometimes, you know, operates in two worlds and maybe lives a double life, but which one of the co-stars is real life sneaky enough that they could be a secret killer? 1, 2, 3.
Antoinette. I said myself and Melvin did too. We on the
same. I would say Antoinette and Saquon.
I said Grace because she's light skinned and mindful, and that's the.
The tools
for manipulation.
You gotta watch it, Mike.
Historically, I don't think we kill
we,
that much.
Are you speaking for the whole light skin delegation?
And that is why
somebody got to speak.
She would be good at it.
Ice-T's agent
out. You can speak for us.
Ice-T's agent. Yeah. Historically, we don't kill much.
No.
Yeah. Or maybe y'all kill a lot and y'all get away with it.
And you get away with it.
Wow. How to get away with murder? Hire a light skin. Period.
Well, we got through a lot. So thank y'all so much for dishing with us, man. And make sure you support the Blackening in theaters this Friday, June 16th. And stay right here for more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So a girl named Ariana shared a photo of her at Home Depot with the caption, "The one job I work at that I get reminded I'm too pretty to work at." Well, her tweet went viral and caught the attention of Shaq, who decided to slide into her DMs and give her some encouragement.
Yes, of course.
Imagine that slide, right?
He said, "Don't let the people bother you and tell your boyfriends that he said hello."
Now, Ariana went on to clarify that she only shared this post of her working to encourage young girls that it's okay to work a regular job with good benefits.
I really resonate with this story.
Yeah.
Yes, I really do. I'm way too cute to be paying all these bills. Especially Amex. Y'all can go to hell.
I told you that you're too cute to sit at this table with us.
I love sitting at this table with y'all, but I understand it. I'm supposed to get something for being this cute. Yeah. Like, what?
I went to Lowe's yesterday, and I'm mad because I should have apparently went to Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only could I not find anybody to help me, I definitely didn't find nobody to look like Ariana, right?
Also, just Shaq sliding in those DMs. Like, isn't that amazing in and of itself?
You know, I was disappointed at her response.
She just didn't want to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
They continued that conversation, darling.
Her next thing might have been like, what's your cell phone number? You know, it's like, we didn't get that message.
I don't like to DM. Text me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.